read by Rayanna Buford. Deuteronomy 22 and 5 and today. I grew up in certain church circles and heard Deuteronomy 22 and 5 quoted many times, as there was much emphasis on it. This verse was used by many to forbid women from wearing one particular article of clothing, which I am deeply thankful. But by the time I reached my teenage years, there were changes in my family, and I began to find fashion intriguing. My lines of modesty began to wane. Although I would have still considered myself modest compared to others around me, one thing was certain. I wasn't dressing to please Christ. I dressed to please myself. It wasn't until Christ saved me from my blinded self-righteousness that I began to desire to honor Christ in my dress. I began to care more not only about modesty, but also about femininity as well. God cares about such details, but what God says about our clothing goes much deeper than what we think, and goes beyond the one particular article of clothing for women. In the past 100 years, our culture's clothing style has changed. 1920s dress was different from the 1820s, and so on. Women, although dresses to the floor, wore extremely low necklines. There was a time when it was, quote, manly to have longer hair, tied at the nape of the neck, topped with a three-cornered hat, or even a powdered wig along with long puffy sleeves, and often changed with time. God did not give us a detailed description of the type of clothing we should wear for all of the earthly human existence, other than it be modest and consistent with our gender. So the goal of this article is not to pick a certain period of fashion and promote that as the standard, but rather to see what God would have us to do to honor Him within the culture we were born. Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. Deuteronomy 22:5. Up to this point, you may be waiting for me to mention the one particular article of clothing, and so yes, we can talk about pants. Growing up, I mostly heard Deuteronomy 22 and 5. The verse doesn't mention pants, so how did we get that idea? Well, for a long time in our culture, pants were designed, marketed, and sold as men's attire only and not women's. In the same way, if in the 1400s, women wanted to wear tights and short knee skirt garments that were only designed for men, instead of the floor-length full dresses that women wore at that time. Deuteronomy 22 and 5 could be referenced in both instances. Why? This verse is not saying pants are men's clothing, nor does it forbid women from wearing them, because pants, as we know them today, weren't around in Old Testament times. But one thing is certain, the men and women in that time knew their clothing was different from each other, and therefore were forbidden to cross-dress. God hates the muddying of the genders by wearing each other's apparel. This we know by the definition we see below. The phrase, that which pertaineth, from Strong's Hebrew definition means, any apparatus, utensil, dress, vessel, or weapon, armor, artillery, bag, carriage, jewel, sack, stuff, thing, tool, wear. Men and women are forbidden in Scripture to cross-dress, which we now see much in our culture with the rise of transgenderism. This includes all that clothes us, not just the bottom half of our body, like pants. So also, coats, shoes, jackets, socks, shirts, and hats must be considered. Sometimes culture changes and certain articles of clothing become feminine by design and creativity, but then again, some apparel may stay masculine. Quick examples. Tights. Men wore them in the 1400s along with slippers. Today, it is considered extremely feminine to wear tights, especially slippers, which we now call flats. Ball caps, first and only worn by baseball players and boys. Today, girls wear them as part of cute accessories. Button-down shirts, first designed and sold for men only, now have feminine designs of ruffled Peter Pan collars and silk fabric. As far as I know, top hats, ties, and suits are very much masculine and remain so even today. The bottom line is quite simple. If you're seeking to look and act like a man, you will want to wear his clothes. God forbids it and calls it an abomination to Him. But if you enjoy being a woman, you should and will seek to dress in women's clothing. As we look at the Strong's definition, we must take note that this goes beyond clothing. It includes anything that is man's. His vessels, armor, bags, stuff, and tools. It could also forbid women from taking up certain masculine jobs where they have to handle and carry men's tools or armor or wear their clothing. All that vice versa for men. Of course, some tools and jobs overlap that men and women do. A woman can plant, garden, and drive a mower. A man can wash dishes, fold clothes, and cook a meal. But at the core of each of them, they do not desire to have the other's gender and role, and that is going to play out quite noticeably for all to see. So what does it all mean? Men are to wear men's clothing, be masculine, and embrace being a man. Women are to wear women's clothing, be feminine, and embrace being a woman. All the while, both in modesty. See the article Simple Modesty for reference. I have found that women's pants designed for women tend to be tight and cut to fit our curves, which can often become immodest. But one can make them modest and feminine by throwing on a long flowing tunic or get them with less tightness. Although I like to offer caution about baggy clothing as it tends to be shapeless and masculine. The goal should always be feminine. So if my pants look like I could have bought them in the men's section, no thanks. If you believe that for yourself you can't make pants feminine and modest enough to wear, then don't wear them. So this should also apply to shirts, coats, jackets, boots, hats, and blazers. Does our culture still consider dresses and skirts to be only feminine? Yes, it does. So maybe we could all consider adding a few more of them to our daily wear. Side note, something else to consider is that fabrics can tend to be feminine or masculine. Soft, flowing, and pretty are feminine. Tough, dark, and plain are manly. I know there are certain people who think that even jean skirts are still masculine because of the hard fabric of jean, originally designed for men. By the 1870s, the blue jeans were considered daily wear for California's miners, farmers, and cattlemen. But again, culture has changed and there are now softer jean pants to choose from if you desire to wear them. Men's pants are straight and tougher fabric. Women's pants are usually shaped and softer fabric. You can definitely notice if a guy is wearing girls' pants. Last thing, sorry but not sorry to say, ladies, I don't think we can ever make camouflage feminine, even if it is a skirt. That's just not happening. For those who will say I'm just picking and choosing at what I like, and it's just my opinion what is considered feminine or not, I challenge you, if you're going to pick the 1950s as the most biblical way to dress, why not the 1400s? Where is the justification scripturally for either? I am open to be corrected by scripture. To sum all this up, I believe we can indeed heed to the warning of Deuteronomy 22:5 now more than ever before as our culture sinks lower into extreme gender confusion and transgender poison. Like never before, our culture needs to see women enjoying being female and men enjoying being men. So, as women, we should look into our closets, go beyond the pants issue, and ask ourselves, does all my clothing honor Christ in modesty and feminine glory? Because, according to Deuteronomy 22:5, from your head to your toes, it should.